Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Excuse me. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. And that comes from Saint Faustina's diary at page 950. Saint Faustina, pray for us. Pope Saint John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in thee. So let's talk about our saint of the day today. Our saint of the day is Saint Porphyry. He lived in the 4th and 5th centuries, and he did his most important work in Gaza. As we all know, there is a lot of fighting going on in Gaza these days. Saint Porphyry, pray for all those involved. Saint Porphyry was a bishop who proselytized the pagans of the Gaza region. He is not listed on the martyrology of the Roman Catholic Church. He was born around 347 in Thessalonica, Macedonia, which is in modern-day Greece. He was born to a wealthy Greek family. Despite this, he left to become a hermit in the desert of Egypt around the age of 25. He subsequently lived on the banks of the Jordan River and eventually in the Jerusalem area. While in Jerusalem, Saint Porphyry fell ill. He was inspired to sell all of his inheritance, giving the money to the poor, which he did with the help of his friend Mark, who would subsequently become his deacon and biographer. Almost immediately, Saint Porphyry returned to health. He spent a good bit of his time in Jerusalem traveling to the various important sites in the life and passion of Jesus and engaging in great penances there. While in Jerusalem, he even worked for a time as a humble cobbler, a shoemaker, and was ordained a priest at Jerusalem in 393 at the age of 46. Saint Porphyry neither sought nor did he desire to be made Bishop of Gaza. Against his will, the position was thrust upon him. At the time, Gaza was very pagan, and the pagans created a threat to Saint Porphyry. He appealed to the civic leaders of the time, including the Emperor Constantine, the first openly Christian emperor of Rome, after which it was called the Holy Roman Empire, for protection, which was by all appearances granted. From Constantinople, he also sought destruction of the pagan temples, which was also done. He built a church on the site of the largest and most important pagan temple that was dedicated to the chief god, that he might celebrate mass where the enemy was the strongest. The entrance to the church was adorned with marble from the pagan temple, so that those who entered would trample on the pagan religion and the chief god there. And the sin of idolatry. One must remember that Constantine's mother, Saint Helena, found the true cross, the cross on which Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God, was crucified. That cross was left in the trust of Saint Porphyry. While pagan opposition to his work lasted in Gaza throughout his lifetime, Saint Porphyry labored tirelessly for his diocese. Through his many miracles, he obtained many conversions to the Christian faith. Remember, this was before the schisms of the 16th and later centuries, so there was no Catholic Church, only Christianity and the Church. In 415, Porphyry participated in the Council of Diospolis, which was convened by Patriarch John II of Jerusalem. This council dealt with Pelagius, who had fled to the region of Palestine after his big fight with St. Augustine of Hippo over issues including original sin and divine grace. At this council, Pelagius would reject these heresies and come back into communion with Rome. St. Porphyry died at Gaza on February 26, 420. He was declared a saint pre-congregation for the causes of the saints. He is the patron saint of Gaza. Wow, that went much more quickly than I expected it would go. And the information for this blog came from stgg.org, catholic.org, and morningoffering.com. Now, friends, we forgot to do a Lent reflection yesterday because we ran out of time. So today I would like to give you two. The first one that I'm going to give you comes out of the gospel for yesterday. Remember that in the gospel yesterday, Jesus talked about, well, he took Peter, James, and John and led them up on a high mountain by themselves where he was transfigured. And the voice came out, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." And of course, this was the voice of God. And I wanted to ask you a question. And that is, do you listen to Jesus? I know I try to, but I'm a sinner, and I fail miserably. So the question comes to you. Jesus is God's beloved Son in whom he is well pleased. Do you listen to Jesus? And then the other Lenten reflection that I want to give you today comes from today's gospel. And this is from Luke 6, verses 36 and 38. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." So my question is this. Do you give gifts to others? And I'm not talking about physical, tangible gifts. I'm talking about gifts of time, gifts of love, gifts of the Spirit. Because if you don't give those gifts to others, if you don't give of your God-given wisdom, your God-given forgiveness, your God-given faith, to others, nothing is going to be given in terms of wisdom, forgiveness, or faith to you. give all you have to others, and God will give to you plentifully. So those are our two Lenten reflections. I should have turned off that ceiling fan before I started because I'm freezing now. So we're going to move on to the three Hail Marys novena. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, I beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favors we implore in our present necessities. And that would be the special intentions of all of those listening here today and all of the members of the Four Persons Facebook group and all of our online hosts and John Banco and everyone who will listen to this. And of course, hopefully my special intentions. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seed of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petitions. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy toward us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So friends, I've talked about a couple of websites that I visit on a regular basis. That would be morningoffering.com, which is a great website for all of our Catholic needs. It's got the Liturgy of the Hours. It's got the Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's got tons of prayers. It's got meditations. It's got reflections. It's got everything. And it's got links to books that are carefully chosen by the staff of Catholic.com. And then Catholic.org. It's got the Saint of the Day. It's got patron saints. It's got reflections. It's got a special section on Lent. It's got reflections of the day. And it's just a great Catholic website. Well, another website that I like to visit on a regular basis is therockcompanyshop.com. Therockcompanyshop.com. Rock, R-O-C-K, company spelled the normal way, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, shop, S-H-O-P, .com. They have all sorts of stuff in their beautiful online shop. And they are located in the heart of Bethlehem, Israel, minutes from the shepherd's field, the field where the shepherds were when the angels appeared to them and said, "Behold, a Savior is born." They are 2 minutes drive from the very place where Jesus was born. 2 minutes. And they have a beautiful shop where you can get all sorts of beautiful olive wood gifts. Olive wood rosaries with beads, potter beads that are pictures of the saints. Olive wood rosaries with soil from the Holy Land. Possibly soil that touched the feet of our blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. They've got olive wood carvings. They've got a beautiful carving of the Last Supper that I'm going to try and buy between here and about March 5th or 6th. It's a carving of the Last Supper. What a beautiful thing to hang in my house on Holy Thursday at the beginning of the Triduum, to remind me the next few days of the passion of Jesus. What a beautiful reminder of the passion of Jesus. And they've got nativity sets made from olive wood. Now, this isn't olive wood imported from anywhere. This is olive wood from Israel, olive wood from the Holy Land. Once a year, they go through the towns and they cut the dead branches off the olive trees. And then artisans buy these branches, these dead olive wood branches, and they use them and they turn them into sculptures, into carvings, into rosaries, into all sorts of beautiful things from the Holy Land. And then they sell them through the Rock Company shop. So you're not getting a rosary made with olive wood from Italy. You're getting a rosary made with olive wood from Israel, from the Holy Land. So go visit our friends Tony and Paulette Rock at therockcompanyshop.com and buy yourself and all of the members of your family something for Easter. And they've got a special going on for orders over $300. You get 20% off and free shipping. I don't know how long that special runs, but it's a great deal. And I highly recommend that you take advantage of that special, because that's a great deal. And when you go there, tell them your friends at the Four Persons Network sent you. And with that, friends, we're going to call it a day. I just want to remind you, we don't receive a penny for advertising their wares, and we don't get any free things, and we don't get any gifts. And we wouldn't accept them if it were offered. St. Porphyry, pray for us. Blessed Virgin Mary, pray for us. And friends, I know I ran over by a minute or so, but I want you to have a blessed rest of your Monday. and a blessed Tuesday until I see you right here at 3:30. And until then, God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining us.